All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special returning guest, actually his fifth appearance on the show, Law.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. God, it's been a year. It's so good to hear your voice, my God.
It really is. Well, thank you. Same here, man. It's really been a year.
It has, and you know why it doesn't feel that way, especially for me, because you are so involved, and you always were, so involved in social media that even if I'm not talking to you, I know that at any given time I can tweet you and you're there and you're on Facebook mm-hmm. doing your thing, so you're never far.
Oh, man, I can't be, man. Social media is a big reason why a lot of great things keep continuing to happen for me in the Planet All movement, and you definitely had a lot to do with that, so thank you again, sir. Appreciate that.
Of course. You know what I appreciate about, and I always say this, I don't want to keep repeating it and keep praising you for the same thing, but just so you know that I know, you put so much out there, and it's your opinion a lot of times about what's either happening in the news or what's happening in the music business or what you're seeing on an award show. And I always say that the reason it works is because you can back it up with the experience, you back it up with the knowledge, you're not just throwing stuff out there to be hateful, you're just putting your opinion out there. And you get a lot of people who agree with you in the comments sections, and very rarely, because I read them all, very rarely do people say that you're full of shit or say you don't know what you're talking about. They might disagree with you, but everybody respects that it's coming from a place of knowledge, and that's huge.
And thank you so much for noticing that. That's very important because my resume and my reputation is everything, like I always say. So the thing is that you have to be able to know what you're talking about in order to present an opinion. I mean, because the thing is that, you know, all opinions aren't good opinions. You have people that just base opinions off of experience or something that happened, but you know, the thing with me is that I always look at the objective, and a lot of fans notice that as well. Now, you know, I never set out to be the person, you know, and say, oh, well, I'm going to be the holy grail of such and such and such. You know, people give me these titles, and I take it, you know what I mean? Like, I accept it humbly because of the fact that I put a lot into it. But the thing is that they also know that it's coming from a pure place. So, again, thank you for noticing that it's not just the rampant of opinions. It's just coming from a valid source, because a lot of times you get a lot of these bloggers and critics and they don't know the first thing about music nor the history. I mean, so it's almost like a thing where until I break something down, be it about politics or socialism or anything in regards to the music industry or even the film industry, you know, it's always going to be backed with facts because, you know, as George Clinton says, we do this. This is what we do.
So. That's right. You know, one of the sweetest things I saw, and I don't see her on there often, or maybe I just didn't notice, but you were commenting on what was happening with the NFL and some of the abuse things that were out there and how sick that made you. And one of the first commenters back at you was your mom, you know, giving a yeah, you tell him, baby. And I thought, oh, that's so nice.
Oh, you know, my mom showed up on my Facebook.
Yeah. She was one of the first ones to comment back at you.
Yeah, man.
I like that. You know. I like that, because it does put that human side on you, too. I mean, you just, you know, sometimes when you're an entertainer and you're kind of out there and you're putting yourself out there, you don't always see that human side. And I know you keep some of your business personal, obviously, but it was nice. It was nice to see that.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, you know, I'm, as a Brooklyn hood boy, man, I think the most delicate human thing any man should do is give credit to your mother, especially if she raised you a certain way.
Sure.
And, you know, my mom is an incredible individual. We could talk about that woman all day. But it's just, you know, that was one of those moments. It wasn't like I tried to tell her, well, I'm going to shout you out, so hit me up on Facebook. That was a real moment because these are things I learned as a child growing up. And, you know, everybody always want to blame environment when something happens, but that depends on the structure raising of your household. Period. And everybody always want to play the blame when it comes to certain things. And it's just like, you know, certain things you can blame, but then after a while, certain things that you have to answer to, and there's those kind of consequences if they're not being explained by. And people just don't want to accept that sometimes. So, you know.
Well, they don't want to accept it, or it's the easy way out. And a lot of the things I want to talk to you about kind of have that theme where things that we're seeing, and you and I are usually in lockstep around certain social issues and things, but it is easy to just be like, oh, my dad was abusive, my dad did this to me, my mom did this to me, therefore this is what I do. You know, lucky